Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Happy Friday. It's tuna fish day. Actually, I don't think it's tuna fish day. Subway's getting sued over not having tuna in their tuna fish salad. I just put down a tuna fish sandwich. I will say, though, I mix up the tuna, open up the fridge. The only thing that's left, because we freeze our loaves of bread, you know, how you take them out and defrost them or whatever?
Sure.
The crunka. So I had to have two crunka slices. Ugh.
What's crunka?
The end of the loaf, the crunka.
Oh, we call that the heel.
It's probably called that, too. I grew up calling it crunka.
We call it the butt.
The butt? The bread butt.
Yeah.
Oh. It's an old Norse word. I looked it up because I was like, you know, crunka. You think your dad's just effing with you, right? But no, it turns a real thing.
It's a real thing, a crunka.
It's a Nordic word. It's like an Icelandic thing.
I think butts are nice. That's not an appropriate term for the heel.
The bread.
I don't want that part. Yuck.
Yeah. I'll eat anyway. I ate it. I had to have two crunka slices because everything else was frozen. But still, it was good. I put a lot of mayo in it.
So, wait, you're telling me you went and made a tuna fish sandwich just now?
Mm-hmm. Well, I knew we had two songs.
Made it and ate it.
Made it and ate it.
Wow.
Put that sucker down. What do we have? What do we have, 9 minutes there total? I don't know what we had. Maybe 10 minutes.
You didn't make yourself sick, huh? You're not going to have a tummy
ache
by that?
Well, I just finished it. We'll find out. We'll see. It's always worth it, though.
Is it?
Totally.
All right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Love to hear from you guys. This is the part of the show where we just read the stuff back that you guys have sent in throughout the day. So here we go. Hi, radio family. I'm a local full-time resident in North Lake Tahoe. My husband works for the Placer County Road Department. They're working really hard to keep the roads clear and safe in the basin. Anyone that is thinking of coming up, please be patient and kind. There is so much snow.
Oh, that's what you want to hear.
It is a dangerous job with long hours. Kindness goes a long way.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That seems like a fair request. They're trying to get the roads cleared for you. You be kind in return, and hopefully everyone gets what they want, which is...
to the snow.
Right. To the resort. Mm-hmm. To charge down a mountain at full speed.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. Morning, Alice family. May I give Nicole a compliment? Nicole, you have one of the sexiest laughs I've ever heard. Just saying. Everyone stay safe. Have a great weekend. That's from Robert in Concord.
Oh. Somebody make her laugh.
Well, it's like, that's funny because all my friends and my sister say I have an annoying laugh. So.
Oh.
What does it sound like?
Well, they clearly don't know.
Loud.
Robert likes it.
Oh, thanks.
See if you can. You must have done it today. Can you see later if you can isolate that and play it? It'll make us feel good. Like we'll make Vinny and I will
myself.
Make it. No, we'll make a joke and then you'll be able to play Nicole laughing and then Robert.
Like that. There you go.
Oh, there it was. Well, that is cute.
Hey, Alice fam. I need you all and your bosses to know how much listening to the show means during the last year, especially. Normalcy in crazy times. OFOC, hope you get laid. Listener number 22.
Let's go ahead and send that to Michael Martin.
As an air check?
Yeah. Okay. Sure. I would like to give a big shout out to Bryn for looking over our daughter Nicole when her car broke down in the city.
How did that
as
get
parents
in there?
It is good to know.
I didn't even see that, honestly.
Where she works at there are people to help her. We thank you, Sarah and Vinny. I love listening to you all.
Oh.
No signature though. I'm assuming that's mom.
Look. It's got Nick and Rose. Let's
Nick
say
and
it's
Rose.
Both of them. Isn't both that them. Nice?
We love our Nicole.
We do.
Yeah, that's my mom.
We're a team.
Oh, it is your mom. Okay.
Oh, you looked at the number? Yeah. Don't
yeah,
don't worry.
I think that's those are hard dues to pay. The breakdown in the early morning hours. It's happened mm-hmm. to all of us probably more times than we want to think about. But we look after our own. Right, Bryn?
That's right.
Yeah, that was a fun day yesterday, wasn't it?
Well, it'll be one of those stories you tell.
Yeah.
Oh, I like this one. And I don't think it is. Okay, 510 says, What's up with the weather guy on the morning show? Is that eyeliner he's wearing, or are the bottom of his lashes really that dark?
I thought the same thing.
Right. Did he get a tattooed line there? What is going on with that guy's eyes?
I just think he has particularly long and luscious lashes.
Just the thickness creates a millimeter thick line all the way across.
That's what I think. I don't know. And I, you know, as a guy who's worn eyeliner, I can say I'm not against it. I just don't. I don't think he's as.
He has it on all the time, okay, and always stays exactly the same.
I just zoomed in on his eyes, and it's eyelashes.
Yeah,
it's fully eyelashes.
I just think that it wouldn't go with his role as a weatherman. You know, those are square jaw Steve Jobs. Those aren't like, you know, punk rock or goth guy.
What's
you know
his
gigs
name? Is his name like Yondar Yoldi or?
I don't remember.
It's a weird name.
But I like his character.
Quandro.
And Yanko. I was extremely upset
Yanko?
About...
Yanko.
That's right.
I was very sad about the way things had gone there for a minute for him. I was upset by that.
Yeah.
But he seemed like a really good guy, didn't he?
He did. He really... Another really good... There's some terrible, terrible people on that show.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also some really interesting good ones.
Psychiatric nurse here. This is from 925. Hated the wives ending. Such lazy writing. Won't spoil it, but really? I want back the time I spent reading it. Dreck.
Well, the thing about it is there's a couple pretty big reveals, but the fact is they present a premise from the beginning that you buy because it's a narrative. This person is telling it first person, and so you buy this person's version of it. And as it's revealed, as the story unfolds, it's hard. It's tough. Some things specifically that she writes about as though they happened the way she's laying them out did not happen. So it's crazy. And if she's a psycho nurse, what did you say? She is psychiatric.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can see why she'd have it. I didn't love the ending. I really thought, But I liked the book overall, and it certainly gave me a lot to think about, that's for sure. Yikes.
510 says, I have a funny story to tell Vinny, but it's too long for your cheap text machine. Wait, is that what that says? Too long for your cheap text machine.
Try an email.
Let me see if... No, that's what they're getting at. I just want to make sure I'm reading that right. Too long for your cheap text machine. Weird that even the texters know we've got a janky bot
off the back of a truck somewhere.
Yes. Mm. In a parking lot, a dark parking lot in Alameda County.
Hey, you. I'm from Slovakia. You want to buy this text machine? Huh? Give you a good deal on it, eh? Yeah, see? You're going to love this one. Works like a charm.
Anyway, they do ask. Sorry, I was trying to make another point off of your point here. But what's the email address? So it's
Vinny at RadioAlice.com.
Yeah. Vinny@RadioAlice.com. Or send it to Bryn, actually.
Sure.
Not Brian. Bryn.
Bryn.
Right. Hey, S&V.
Hey.
I hope that hero isn't in a relationship. If you found out John had to kiss Australia to be a hero in a robbery scenario, would you be upset with him?
No. I would be like, you are a hero, honey. We're not going to kiss for a while, but... I just thank you for saving all those people. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
How long do you have to wait before you're allowed to kiss him after he's just kissed Australia on a female bank robber?
Oh, it's a female bank robber.
Well, isn't it?
I don't know. I thought he had to give the guy...
I'm assuming his
work.
Skills, his practice and skills only relate to the female...
What do they say? You have all new skin cells in 7 years? I'm going to say 7 years.
7 years? He's a hero.
I totally agree. Oh, my God. Thank goodness. Well, 7 years. Let's start the countdown. Let's make a paper chain.
Something tells me a lot more robberies are going to go well, knowing that you're not going to get any from your person for 7 years.
No, that's just me. People can do whatever they want. Some people like that.
707 says, my whole office just laughed when Sarah said, fall straight to China. P.S. We're all listening with headphones and didn't know until that happened.
Thank you for listening. That was on your 200 million light year away planet made of cotton candy.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Don't stop at a hint. Have a conversation and leave it at that. I knew someone who sent a guy a ring he couldn't afford, so he was going to sell his car to get it. How unromantic.
Yeah, you'd like to think that everyone's mature enough to have the... If you're mature enough to get married, you're mature enough to have a sit-down conversation about it. But you know what it is? Girls want to be surprised. We want you to pop the question and not agree that this is going to happen, go to a store and have them get down on one knee there with the ring. You know
the thing about buying a ring, though, is you really do have to, as much as you want to surprise someone, you really do. That person has to wear that ring every day. And whatever amount of money you have, you want to maximize that. But also you want to get them the style they like.
Yep.
So if they're
in the... So you could have a conversation about that, too.
Or if they're dropping hints, like, take those hints. Stash them away. Maybe you don't plan to ask for 5 more years, but at least you'll know when it's time you want a cushion cut or a pear shape.
If you do want it to be a surprise, text her best friend and say, hey, shut up about this. I know that's hard for you. I know how you are. I need you to ask my girlfriend what kind of ring she wants. Tell her to be detailed.
There you go.
Or her mom or something, you know?
415 says, what can't Bryn do?
I can't think of one thing.
Your talent is taken for granted. Your Alice family listeners appreciate you every day, Bryn. Oh,
thank you
You're
so
amazing.
Much. That means the world to me.
And of course, you were the guy who saved the day yesterday, too. Like, you know, you got your ass into the station. You helped Nicole out. It's the whole thing. You're great.
Thanks. Yeah, you are great.
You're a keeper.
I appreciate that.
Nice ton of shades, buddy. And that coolest is. Background.
Yeah.
Doesn't even have a background. That's not even a background. That's his actual room he sits in. Party bus.
Hi, guys. Happy birthday to my sweet boy, Oberon, who is 12 today.
Oberon.
He's doing distance learning like some kids. Thank you guys for working from home for us. We love you guys. Make it a great day.
Okay.
Hug, kiss.
Happy birthday,
Sorry,
Oberon.
Kiss hug. A lot of people were guessing what Celeste sounds like. I've got Eartha Kitt. I've got Nora Jones. I've got Joan Osborne. I've got She Sounds Like Her. Her voice reminds me of Carol Channing. What?
Oh.
Did Celeste do American Boy? No, that's not her.
But it
Remember
does,
that American
yeah,
Boy?
Absolutely.
She came in and we interviewed her. And I think she had been working with Kanye at the time.
What
she
was her like name?
American, I don't know.
Hold on. I'll text it. I'll type something and this machine will give me an answer. American
Estelle?
Boy. Estelle.
There you go.
It even sounds like Celeste, doesn't it, the name?
Yeah, we never heard. Never to be heard from again.
Nope.
Vinny, hearing you speak of Depeche Mode and how you still listen to them, your broad taste in music is inspiring. You're all over the place. And in my opinion, that's how music should be heard, with open ears and an open mind. Thank you. Love you, Alice Crew. Happy Friday. Yeah, I do listen to a lot of weird stuff. Not weird, just random, I guess.
Varied.
Yeah, varied. Hearing brand new Weezer this morning feels like a much-needed hug. Oh, much-needed hug from Grandma. So good. Happy Friday. Hope you get laid.
Well, thank you. I will.
Martin Gore writes almost all the songs and sings some songs, but Dave Gahan is the lead singer of Depeche Mode.
So Martin Gore had a record out today. It's 5 instrumental tracks, each named after a kind of primate. It's called The Third Chimpanzee.
Ah, The Weeknd. The generation who got a trophy for just showing up. Yeah, it is weird that he's having such a cow over his Grammy so-called snub, like, you know.
Some years, he has Grammys. He's won them.
Well, and I get that is those accolades are important over the course of your career, but in reality, you're not making music for Grammys. You're making music for, you know, the joy
of... Hopefully for yourself, right. The joy of it.
Love of making music, but also the cash. You know, you're making money. It's not like you're going unpaid.
Right. What I love is that he's like, I'm over it, by the way.
Yeah.
You're you're not.
Uh-huh. Oatmeal with banana and peanut butter. I put Hawaiian granola, dried pineapple, mango, coconut, and granola.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yum. Yeah, I'm not trying to sell that to you. I was just telling you what I do. Yeah. It's
we all
fine.
Like what we like.
Yeah. Oh, someone else wrote in all this oatmeal with peanut butter talk. That's what I'm making for breakfast. Mm. I guess that you talk about food and boy.
Start to crave it.
I couldn't get to
a tuna fish sandwich fast enough.
Tuna's been my go-to for over 30 years. When I have time, I have it with chili peppers and celery. But just plain is good. Keeps you lean and mean.
Well, if you didn't add mayo.
Well, but tuna's good protein.
Sure.
It's good for you.
Yeah.
And really, if you have reasonable amounts of exercise, a simple tuna fish sandwich for lunch is more than fine.
Yeah.
It's the, you know, half bag of Lay's chips that you have with it that's, you know, the real problem.
Or I mean the whole bag then.
Taking a walk, that's, you know, go for a walk.
Yeah, it's amazing what you can eat if you move around.
Right.
I should really take my own advice on that. Whew. Yikes.
I think you just renamed the show. The show is the Sarah and Vinny Middle School, PS 97.3.
Oh, adorable. We want a middle school named after us, please. Can someone please, from the superintendent's office, get back to us? Right. Come on. At least we don't wear our drug use on our sleeves. We just tell the stories occasionally.
God. Yes, I agree with Sarah. We had a set of home clothes and a set of school clothes, so our school clothes would last longer.
Right.
No, I did in theory, too, but what I was trying to explain is I'd come home in shorts and be like, I'm already ready. You know, take your button shirt off me and let me get out.
You wore a button shirt with shorts?
Sure.
Adorable. No. And I didn't wear shorts most of the year. Those are summertime things only in New England.
Right. Zoom is easier to use than Skype because you don't need to have an account to use Zoom. All you need is the app and a link. Microsoft bought Skype and made it even more complicated to use than it originally was. And I have a few more on that, too. Apparently, based on what people are writing in, here we go, 650. My company is moving away from using Skype because they said Microsoft is not going to support Skype. They're pushing us to Microsoft Teams, which was on that list of things we're using now to communicate with our coworkers. Skype was replaced by Teams. So Microsoft bought it just to kill it? Okay. Not a surprise. They sometimes buy stuff just for the, what are those things called?
To have a monopoly? They just
They do that to kill things. But they also, sometimes someone will be holding a particular
patent. Yeah.
A patent. And now they've got that in their portfolio.
And they can use it for whatever else they want, right?
Right.
I forgot about that.
Good morning. Love you guys. Friends in Tahoe. Lots of powder yesterday.
I think Johnny's heading up today.
Oh, he is?
I think so. I'm going to text him.
Highway 89 is closed, Vinny. You'd need a helicopter to get to Tahoe today. Someone says Bam lives most of his time in Petaluma now. His wife is from there. Saw him at the bowling alley weekly with his family. Have a great day.
Funny. I think it was,
I didn't know he lived
I thought
here.
It was
in fact,
Southern California where the Bentley got stolen.
I wouldn't be surprised if he's in SoCal, but his TV show was like in Pennsylvania.
Oh.
With the one he did with his parents. So he's probably got.
He's rich. You got a
if
Bentley,
he's as rich,
rich
as it sounds, then yeah. I mean, if you're driving a...
Can you guys look up Bam Margera's net worth?
Bentley.
I'd be interested.
My friend Sentinel Steve says, Bam Margera was originally a pro skateboarder, which I knew that, but he made
million.
Most of his money before Jackass and before his own show. Oh.
Did you just say Bam Margera's worth
45 yeah.
Boy, that's he is rich.
He's worth how much?
$45 million.
Oh, my God.
That's Bentley money. Okay.
Dang.
That's incredible. That's so much money. Oy.
Hey, my 33rd birthday is on Sunday. Can I get a birthday shout out from Eddie Baller? He's one of our coworkers. Eddie. Hey, Eddie. Happy birthday,
Eddie,
buddy.
Play yourself Eddie. A little song on the uke. A little happy birthday to uke. Happy birthday.
This is where I got to end. I have a bunch more, but I'll just end on this one. Get a hobby, Pam. Damn, I know you're bored, but you don't need to marry everybody in sight.
I know.
It actually smacks of sadness that she has been willing to marry anyone who's willing to say, yes, I would like to.
Right.
That's really, really.
You would? Okay.
There's a loneliness to that is sad.
Yeah, he's looking for a human connection. It's too bad you can't just have that without having to marry the person.
No doubt, but, you know. I know someone in my family, I won't say who has two divorces under her belt and yet has this theory that marriage is security. Yeah, I want to get married a third time. There's a lot of security in that. You've been divorced both times you've been married. How's that secure?
Well, more money in my bank account each time.
Oh, that's only if you marry rich guys.
Who is this person?
I won't say.
Is it on your wife's side?
I'm out of time. We gotta go.
I feel like we have 30 seconds more.
Happy Friday, everyone.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is a fairly good looking day out there.
Super bright at my house right now.
A little wet down there, but like you said earlier, take advantage of the sunshine if you get it.
Oh,
at your
I thought
house
you were
today.
Gonna say that's how we like it down there.
Oh, you do say that too. Well, you know, you say a lot of things that I just ignore. I let them go right over my head. Whatever. That guy and his thoughts about stories again. Hey, tonight, I think Brent and I and Nicole are going to try. We're going to try and do a happy hour. So just a heads up, we do them on Instagram from time to time. They're not, you know, you don't have to watch it. It's fine. But we don't save it. So it's you watch it when it happens or you don't get to watch it at all. You poor thing. Sometimes we sing. Sometimes we just watch videos and cackle about them. Oh, and then Brent is saying he's got some new thing I got to learn tonight. Some new platform.
Oh, good.
You won't have to learn a thing.
Great. That's the kind of learning I like. The easy kind.
Well, I hope you guys get super wasted and have a great time.
Well, thank you so much, Vinny. And I hope you have a great weekend, too. We will, everybody, be safe. Stay in the house. Keep it locked down like a good girl should. And we'll see you back here on Monday morning.
Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny.